synth vibe thing going on. Cyndi Lauper.
Anytime you add a little synth, there's no denying that it's 80s inspired.
Yeah.
I have a buddy of mine that plays in a band that he actually bought a keytar. And I was like, dude, how can you find a keytar in 2025? He's like, they're out there.
Yeah.
And he looks cool playing it. He's got the long hair and
it's
fantastic.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I know some people listening are having some flashbacks.
Right.
Listen to this song. Like, ooh.
I'm going to go home and tease my hair.
You know what I say? When I hear songs like this, I think back to the 80s. I think I'm so glad we didn't have social media back then.
Oh.
You know, pictures of what we looked like back then.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! You know.
It's a wonder world live. That's how I believe in guardian angels, is that some of the dumb stuff I did on my bike. I'm like, really? Come on now.
Yeah. I'm Deacon Harold Brick. Series listening to Beacon of Truth. And today we have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. And today we're going to look at Imagine by John Lennon today on Beacon of Truth. Of course, we'd love to hear from you and hear your thoughts as we walk through this song. Give us a call today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Of course, it's always great to be able to find EWTN programming, whether it be radio or television, on demand. You can do that nice and easy, whether you are streaming it through the app. Of course, you can get that for your Roku device, your Apple TV, any of the places where you like to stream already. And then once you, of course, load it up, just download the app, and then there we are. Everything you need, from radio shows like Beacon of Truth to everything on the TV side, Mother Angelica, Moments and Memories and Wisdoms, all in one place when you search on demand with EWTN.
All right, the Beacon of Truth playlist episode today, Imagine by John Lennon, is our selection that we're going to look at today. Would love to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Before we dive in, a couple people watching on YouTube, because we, you know, Ace and I both had our glasses on for the first segment. Says Deacon Dan on YouTube says your progressive glasses look great.
Yay!
Well, thank you. Because you can't you can't even tell they're progressives because it's
right.
All one thing. And I've never had glasses before, so this is a first for me. So it's been pretty cool.
Gone are the days of that line. I remember my dad had the line, you know, or had like the little U, like you could tell from a distance that it was, you know.
And it's one of those things when you're a kid, you see somebody like that, say, oh, man, you're old. When you see that, when you see the double, the bifocal, oh, that person's old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Here 100%. I am.
That's right. Still kicking it.
And Sandy on YouTube, Ace and Deacon Harold almost look like twins with their glasses.
See?
What? All right, man.
Brother from another mother, as they say.
The brothers are the same holy mother. How
about
that?
I like it. I like it.
It says, by the way, you guys said Imagine, thought it was the one by Mercy Me. Had totally forgotten John Lennon wrote a song with the same name.
Yeah, which is called, the Mercy Me version is called I Can Only Imagine, which is a great song.
Oh, I can, oh that song.
Yeah.
Oh,
which we
right.
could do at some point as well. It's fantastic. Bart Mallard wrote it after his father passed away. And then it kind of got buried on the album and then got some crossover success from a secular station actually seeking to make fun of it. And then they got flooded with phone calls. And after it was already done and they were on to the next album, it got kind of a whole new life just because secular radio picked it up. So God is the DJ, right? He will make the songs penetrate into our lives at a time that we need them, which is why we do these playlist editions, because these are songs, some of them that we're surrounded by. They're influencing the way we think and see God or see the world or see our lives or even justify our actions. I know I've been guilty of that, of, you know, I'm just living the life of this song, you know, and that's not what God intended ever. And so, again, it's not to over-spiritualize these secular songs or try to interpret what the artist may have been thinking, but I love it from the perspective of that every song through a faith filter can either have faith elements where God can speak to us in moments of wisdom, or it could be a breakdown. So we just want to remove the breakdown so that we don't miss the truth of what God is saying to us in our lives or through his word.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's dive into this song here. So you're the Beatles guy, Ace. So we know the Beatles, you said their last album was 1970?
Yeah.
Okay. So this song was released in 1971, right in the midst of the whole Vietnam War. Mm. And this was on a solo album with the same name called Imagine. So it's the title track off of, off of John Lennon's album. Was this his first album when he, since he left the Beatles?
Yeah, so it, basically a lot of the songs from that album, for anybody who's seen the Get Back series on Apple Plus, there were several songs that he had already pre-written that just never made it on a Beatles album. So pretty much that first album from each of the four of them were songs they were working on as a band but never made the cut. So this song was one that he did with Yoko that he later didn't give her, till later, didn't give her credit for. She had written a poetry book called Grapefruit, and then one of the songs in there was talking about imagine this, imagine that, you know, of a better world, and so that inspired him to write the song.
Ah, okay. And so this is written during the Vietnam War, and obviously it's during a time of war. It was envisioning a world of peace and unity. It on the Billboard charts, it reached number 3, you know, and to this day, this remains one of the most well-known songs in the world. People still, on certain occasions, will bring the song out and play it, you know, depending what's going on. And I think part of the reason why he wrote this song was to fight against the apathy of young people, because sometimes, you know, when you're young and there's like things going on in the world and you're just focused on your little world as a kid, so things like politics and what's going on in the world. So I think John Lennon was trying to not for kids but for this the younger generation to kind of bring them in and kind of focus them in and kind of as I said, changed the apathy of young people a little bit with this song.
Yeah, well, and he ended up, he and Yoko both were kind of the face of the protest against the Vietnam War. And there's, you know, been documentaries that have come out since of their phones tapped and conversations and concerts they had to cancel because of threats on their life and all kinds of things. But even when he was a Beatle, well, I guess he's always a Beatle, but when the band was still together, the band was always collectively asked about their stance on politics and war, and the other guys were kind of quiet about it. But John was always, this is how I feel, this is how we should be. So it makes sense that this kind of song would come from him and would kind of be that anthem song for not only that period of time, but then for who he was as a man. Like, he moved to New York because it felt like Liverpool, but everybody kind of left him alone. Like, he could walk the streets with Yoko and everybody would, hey, John, love you, and I love you too. Like, he felt at home, but then he also was right in the thick of what was happening by watching all of the politics play itself out.
Yeah, true. And despite, you know, this song being very popular, it also did receive some criticism. And for us as people of faith, you know, there's some things in this song, some implications that he's making. So let's just dive in. Again, we're talking about Imagine, a song written by John Lennon on a special Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. And of course, we'd love to hear from you. Give us your thoughts as we reflect on the song Imagine by John Lennon today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So right from the beginning of the song, right? So this is a song, anti-kind of war, focusing on message of peace and love and unity. You know, that was kind of the whole flower power, all that kind of stuff back then. So, but here's the thing. Here's what the song starts off. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Now, right there, you know, I mean, the first thing he's saying, here's a song that's anti-war. So imagine there's no heaven. As to me, again, I'm not trying to put words in John Lennon's mouth or get into his mind or anything like that. But if you're writing a war against war, against, I mean, almost like if religion almost is a sense playing a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, and so it'd be better if there were no heaven, you know, no hell below us. Is the line after that. So, you know, no heaven, no hell. Let's just, in other words, let's just get this whole religion thing, because that's part of the problem. Let's just all just have peace and love and forget all this stuff that separates us, as if somehow religion divides us instead of bringing us together.
Yeah, well, and for those of us that are believers, like, there is no way for us to imagine that, right? That's our whole, that is our lifeblood, this side of heaven. is to get there, right? And the thing that I will say, too, as someone who grew up a huge John Lennon fan, is those first couple albums of him post-Beatles were very angry. He was dealing with stuff from his childhood, from a father who left him, from a mother who died when he was 16 years old. He was raised by his aunt. So there was a lot of angst in the midst of his life that he didn't necessarily let out in his Beatle days. So by the solo era, this was his chance. And I think that's what gravitated me personally to his music as a solo artist, because I remember being just an angry 18, 19 year old teenager trying to make sense of who I was as a man and dealing with some of the same things, right? I had a dad who was absent, and when he did come around, it wasn't much of a man, and like there was just that identity going on, and he struggled with a lot of that. So I understand where he's coming from in that. What if we just took all barriers, all lines away? But the part of me in my faith that I was like, if only he could see, what if heaven took over this world? What if we let God do what he intended in us so that, you know, we can have that peace, we can have that unity? And I don't know that that's anything that he, I don't know where he was by the time he was assassinated in 1980, but, you know, in that, he was always a man seeking and searching of how to be better than where he was.
Yeah, and I think you're right. And his whole thing, separate, let's get those things out of our lives that separate us, and let's focus on the things that bring us together.
Mm-hmm.
As if, again, the church or faith in Christ isn't a locus of unity, you know?
Yeah.
And I say that because we said, what about the other religions? He specifically says heaven, right?
Yeah.
So Buddhism, Hinduism, they don't believe in a heaven, you know, so that would include, you know, like Muslims or, Jewish, believers would also believe that there is a heaven. I mean, so let's get rid of all the things that divide us. But again, I think you're totally right. We can't imagine, because we're living our life here in order to get to heaven.
Yep.
Right. That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And through evangelization, our witness is supposed to be to help get as many people to heaven with us as possible.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, so it, we can't imagine that there's not, or no hell. So the consequences of our free will decision to say no is the other place.
Right.
Right. It's hell. Again, he sees those as divisions, but we need to see faith as a way to bring us together.
Well, and there's even a song on I think it's the second album after Imagine called God. And the opening line of that song is God is a concept in which we measure our pain. So that lets you know the headspace of this guy as he's not only dealing with his own torture, but he's also, it sounds like he's seeking, right? It's like, okay, I can just dismiss it because God allowed all those awful things to happen to me in my life, which we're all at some point probably guilty of. I know I am, of just going, yeah, these things, where was God when this was happening in my life? When I realized I was responsible for probably 90% of it because I didn't choose to do it his way. I didn't choose to open God's word and look at the manual to go, Lord, how am I supposed to live my life through these circumstances? So again, for anyone who has grown up fatherless, grown up in an angry headspace, you might understand where he's coming from as he's trying to make sense of his own life. And then that's coming out in his art. But again, as we talk about on this show in God's Truth every day, is that there is a heaven, there is a hell, and our goal is to be in practice of discipline with God. And that's what I love about music, is being able to then express going from pain to peace and 100% giving my life to God so that I don't have to live in all of the what ifs and the frustrations anymore, or by any Beatle lyric that might sing about love and, you know, peace and joy. It's still from a world's perspective.
Yeah. And you got to appreciate that each of us are on a journey.
Mm.
And sometimes there's hills. Sometimes there's valleys. Sometimes, you know, there's peaks. And sometimes there's, the roller coaster. Right.
Yeah.
And so we all have certain points we feel closer or further away from God in our journey. And we struggle with things. And clearly, this is a song where he's, like you said, trying to deal with some things, and trying to work it out. But again, and knowing that he's not writing from a faith foundational perspective.
Yep.
Right? So that makes sense. All right. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers here on Beacon of Truth. We have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're going through John Lennon's song, Imagine. Would love your thoughts on this song. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So he says, imagine no heaven, no if you try, no hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Now, living for today, I would, to me, a little bit problematic. If you think of it from a secular perspective, I'm living for today, not living for heaven, not living for tomorrow, not living, right. or living for today could also mean, which I don't think he meant this, but living for yourself.
Sure.
You know, just thinking in the moment and not thinking necessarily of the repercussions of what actions and decisions may have.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, in that is it's not hard to imagine people living for today. We see it all the time, which is why this show exists, is so that we can hopefully penetrate through all of the messaging and the dead scrolling, you know, of wearing our thumb out in processing the world and then going, where's God? Where's God? Well, he's been here the whole time. We just haven't acknowledged him in the areas that are happening. He's still very much in control of what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Again, Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're walking through John Lennon's song, Imagine, released in 1971 and still quite popular today. Would love to hear your thoughts. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Now the second verse, imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do, nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. See, here we go. So now it's almost like he's talking about heaven and the kind of theological. Now he's going down to what's going on in the world around him now.
Yeah,
you know, kind of a top down approach. So imagine no countries, nothing to die for. Again, in the midst of the Vietnam War. When this song was written, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, removing divisional lines is the overlining message of this song. But again, when you don't understand God or you don't take the time to understand who he is, of course the go-to is to either mock it, which I don't think he's necessarily mocking it. And really, when you think about the 70s, 60s and 70s, it was all about every kind of religion was about peace, love, and freedom, right? And so anybody and everybody was confusing their messaging based on whatever you were leaning into that day. So I feel like he was definitely in the throes of that post-Beatle or even during the Beatle sessions of, you know, hanging out with the Maharishi and all those things because he was, again, trying to seek peace in his painful places, but he didn't know that God was the void all along.
Yeah, exactly. And, no killing, nothing to die for, no religion too. Again, brings back in religion again. Imagine all the people living life in peace, as if having no country, almost this dystopian kind of thing that we're seeing in so many movies today. And if there's no religion, that is what's going to lead to peace. Again, as we said before, it's moving all the barriers and just removing all the so-called obstacles or barriers and trying to find this peace. But what Christ is giving us is a peace that's beyond all understanding.
Amen.
You know?
Yep.
Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're looking at John Lennon's song, Imagine. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Benjamin is calling from New Orleans, Louisiana, listening on Catholic Community Radio. Benjamin, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you. So I was thinking about you were talking about it from a theological perspective, but from a historical perspective, like we've seen what it looks like when before people had a broad concept of heaven and hell. You look at like the ancient Roman Empire, and that was a way they could oppress people because people were afraid of dying. So the Christianity introducing heaven and hell, it removed oppression, not introduced it as a concept. So like John Lennon treating it as though, well, we use this heaven and hell as a way to divide people. The early Christian church, the Romans disliked them because you couldn't oppress people anymore because they weren't afraid that you could push them to do something or else we'll kill you. That didn't work anymore. And I think, you know, Lenin seems to think that in the way he's doing it, well, now we can use this as a threat and that's going to somehow push people to do what we want. Like, so if we get rid of heaven and hell, nobody's going to fight anyone. We saw lots of war under Rome well before heaven and hell were a concept, where they thought people were reincarnating across the River Styx. So I just thought it was kind of a false dichotomy.
Yeah, that's a very interesting take, because if you think about what you said, Benjamin, in light – by the way, Benjamin in Hebrew means son of my right hand. So just in case you didn't know what your name meant, son of my right hand. But the martyrs, think about this. They were given a choice. Either move away from this thought of this Jesus and this place called heaven or this other place called hell. You know, move away from that and move into the way we think, where you just live, again, living for today, where Caesar is God. You know, and we worship the things of the world, you know, and you will live and you will prosper. You have all the things that this world has to offer you. Those martyrs chose death. Mm. They chose death. So you're right, Benjamin. I mean, they could no longer use it as leverage over them, because now Jesus brought a different way of thinking, different way of understanding faith is, and realizing that this life is only transient. Where is this only transitory? This is, we're just passing through this life on our way to eternal life with God in heaven. So now there's an alternative. Mm. And that was a way, and that's why the church grew, because it helped bring people together. But again, given what Ace said and given what was going on in the country at the time, and again, John Lennon dealing with his own stuff, you see him trying to work this out. Again, seeing religion as a barrier that's separating people instead of a way of bringing people together, and I think he's talking about Vietnam War, but I think in general he's thinking about other wars, mm-hmm. Quote unquote religious wars, and this was brought up even again at 9/11.
Yeah.
This led to the rise of neo-atheism. Look at what religion does. It destroys. They flew those planes in the buildings and killed those people because of this, they believe in Allah and all this kind of stuff. So that led to the rise of neo-atheism, which is very much waned now. Now we're going back to sensibility again. But great point, Benjamin. Thank you for your call. Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're talking about John Lennon's song, Imagine. Would love to hear from you today. Your thoughts, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Vicky is calling from Normal, Illinois, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Vicky, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to call and say that song keeps people in a fantasy, and it's actually a dangerous song because it keeps people from avoiding reality, and they live in a bubble, and it's like this idea, imagine there's no heaven, imagine, there's no countries. It's unrealistic, but people want to believe that, but like they fall into that idea that this is going to be great if it were like that, and it's impossible.
Yeah, it's interesting, Vicky, because the next lyric says, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one.
Yeah.
Right. So he's saying, oh, you're just dreaming. You'll never get a world like that. And he's almost saying like, well, if more of us think this way, then we will be able to have a world where all of us will be one. Again, a world, Vicky, without God,
yeah.
A world without faith, because and what happens? You become you become autonomous. You become an authority unto yourself. You become God, right? So it's not that you're saying there is no God. You're replacing God with yourself. And I think that's part of the danger, too. Very great insight. Thank you so much for that awesome call, Vicky. Well, we never got through the rest of the song, but again, just the same kind of theme. No possessions, no greed or hunger, brotherhood of man, sharing in the world, all that kind of stuff there. Last thoughts, Ace?
Well, I just say, you know, I believe God makes us dreamers. He gives us, again, the desires of our heart based on how he wants to use us in a world that doesn't make sense. So the part that makes sense is when we come together in loving him to want to see the world changed for his glory. So that's where I think our headspace needs to be and not be impacted by songs like this.
Yeah, great insight. Well, tomorrow we're talking about St. Andrew, Kim, and his companions. And remember, you can stream today's show by visiting podcastcentralewtown.com/radio. And until we tell it together again, my friends, may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.